Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Kia ora rā, nau mai hoki mai ki tēnei punua pāho, ko Everyday Māori, ko Āpiro Woodfine tēnei,
ko Hemi Kelly tēnei.
Kia ora e hoa, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, pewhi ana.
Pai ana, a koe?
Pai ana, tau āhua no rā. Ai, he hanga ngā kōrero o te wā. Nā, kātai anō kōrua ka hūnuku whare, ne?
Ai, tika tāu, tika, ki te haukapua tonu.
Te haukapua.
E noho ana tāua. Māua.
Ai, Devonport, ne?
Devonport. Ai, ai.
Ka pai. He pai te whare?
Ai, tino pai. Tino pai. He tirohanga ki te moana.
Atahua.
Tino atahua. He tino pai i mua i te whare puka-puka ki te haukapua. Kua tui te pātaka kōrero o te haukapua.
Ai.
Nō reira, ko tērā te wāhi anake. Kua tui te kupu, te haukapua, te ingoa, te haukapua. Ko te nuinga o ngā kainoho i reira, kaori te tino mohio ki tēnā ingoa, i tēnā ingoa. Kei te marama?
Ai, kei te marama. Mā te ahi te kitei te ingoa i te whare pukapuka. Ai, pai, tēnā koe. Kia tai atu ahau ki te haukapua, ka haere au ki tō whare.
Ai.
Koe rā te reringa mō tēnei rā, that's our sentence structure for today. Kia tai atu au ki te haukapua, when I, you know, go to te haukapua, ka haere au ki tō whare, I'll call into your house. Kia, when, in the future. Let's get into it.
Ka pai.
There's quite a few ways in te reo to say when, in the future. So we're going to look at one, and it's using kia.
Kia.
So going back to that first example, when I go to te haukapua, I'll call in to see you. Kia haere au ki te haukapua, ka peka au ki tō whare. Kia kupumahi. So kupumahi first, kia haere, subject ahau, ki te haukapua. When I go to te haukapua. And then something has to follow. It's incomplete if we finish there. It could be used as a response, though, to a question. You might say, haere mai ki tōku whare. I say, kia haere au ki te haukapua. Ai. When I go to te haukapua. But I'm going to carry on the sentence and say, ka peka au ki tō whare. Peka is a good word to know. It's like to pop in.
Peka. Cool, I like
it. Kind of like call in, pop in. Ka peka au ki tō whare. So let's look at a few more examples. So we've got two parts to our sentence. It's like when this happens, this will follow, I suppose. And it can be rotated. They can be switched around. So I could say, I'll call into your house when I go to te haukapua.
Ka peka au i tō whare, kia haere au ki te haukapua.
Ai, so it could go either way.
Okay.
Either way. Anei tētahi atu. Kia oti ngā mahi katoa, ka whakatā tātou.
We will rest when the work is done.
Aye.
Or when the work is done, we will rest.
Just like in English, like that. You know, you could say that sentence two ways. You can do it in Māori as well. Kia oti katoa ngā mahi, ka whakatā tātou. Or, ka whakatā tātou, kia oti katoa ngā mahi. Sounds like the boss. Or my mum or something.
With this structure, is it implied that the first condition, the thing with kia, will definitely happen? Or is it kind of like if? No,
it's like when.
When, okay. Yeah. So we are expecting it to happen.
We're expecting it.
Okay.
Yeah, we're planning for it to happen.
Okay.
Aye. But like me going to your whare, like it's, or going to te haukapua, it's just putting that out there. I may not be planning to, but when I do, I'll call in. Yeah.
Okay.
When we finish this work, kia mutu tēnei mahi, ka whakatā tātou. We'll have a rest. So, when, / if, I suppose, but I think it's a definite when.
Okay. Ka pai, tētahi atu tauira?
Tētahi atu tauira, okay, māku e kōrero I te reo Pākehā, māu e kōrero mai I te reo. We'll eat when we get there. So maybe we're like already established where this place is. Like we'll eat when we get there.
Ka kai tātou kia tai tātou ki reira?
Ai. Ka kai tātou kia tai tātou ki reira.
O kia tai tātou ki reira, ka kai tātou.
Ka pai. Ka pai.
Which way sounds more natural to you?
E pai ana ngā mērua.
Okay.
E pai ana ngā mērua. Just a reminder, Reira is a place we've already established. So, we know where we're going. There.
Te whare kai.
Ai. Taupō. Ne, tētahi wāhi. Ai. Anei tētahi atu. Here's a good one for when you're giving instructions maybe to the driver. When you get to the roundabout, go left or turn left.
Kia tai koe ki te poro whawhe. Huri mātou.
Huri mātou.
Huri matau.
Ai, o huri whakate matau.
Ok.
Poro whawhe.
Poro whawhe.
Poro whawhe. Roundabout. Ara e tahi atu kupu. There's other words for the roundabout. Poro whawhe is one. So, again, switch it up. Huri matau. Kia tai koe ki te poro whawhe.
So, huri can just be a command on its own.
Ai.
We don't need to say kia huri or me huri or...
E huri matau. If I'm going to be absolutely correct, I might say e huri, whakate matau.
Okay.
Reo kōrero ne.
Yeah, on its
reo
own.
Reo kōrero spoken language, quite often will, you know, shorten things, will leave things off here and there. Another common one, like when you get home, you know, message me or let me know when you get home. That's one I often hear, you know, like when you're leaving a place at night or you've had a few or you're traveling back to wherever you're going. It's kind of like, you know, let me know when you get home. Yeah.
Kia hoki mai koe ki te kāinga, kōrero mai?
That would imply that the person's at home.
Oh, right, okay. Kia hoki koe ki te kāinga, kōrero mai?
Ai. Kia hoki koe ki te kāinga, pātuhi mai.
Party.
Message me.
Is that like a text? Or like?
Could be a text. It could also be like a messenger message.
Okay.
Any type of message that you're writing. Pātuhi mai. Kia hoki koe ki te kāinga. Kia tai koe ki te kāinga. Pātuhi mai. As soon as you get home, let me know. Ka pai. Let's go into the second part of this episode. So that's kia meaning like when in the future. And then we also use it to say until. I'm thinking of some examples where we would say until. So like, again, going back to giving instructions when driving, might say, carry on straight until you get to the roundabout. So, haere tō tika, kia tai koe ki te poro whawhi.
Okay.
So there we're using it where we would say until. We can't really swap that one around. Kia tai koe ki te poro whawhi, haere tō. Well, it means something completely different.
It does, when it's like, I mean, when you get there, keep going straight.
Aye, right? Aye. Okay. But here we've got, haere tō tika, kia tai koe, ki te poro whawhi.
Cool. Until you reach that place.
Aye. Anei he rerenga kōrero anō. Eat up, you know, eat the food until it's all gone. You know, something you might say, I can imagine, to ngā tamariki.
After the rugby. kāinga ngā kai kia pau katoa?
Tēnō pai. Ai. Kāinga ngā kai kia pau katoa. So eat up until all the food's gone, till it's all gone. Kia pau katoa. Okay, keeping with kai. And these examples are coming to mind because we used to do a a lesson in class with this where we would translate a recipe where it's like, do this until this, you know, like boil the potatoes until they're cooked.
Yeah.
So boil the potatoes and the potatoes until they're cooked.
Cooked. Hea te kupu mo te cooked.
Cooked. Cooked is mawa.
Mawa.
So if it's like meat or potatoes or anything in, and we're cooking it until it's ready, that kind of like cooked, it, mawa.
Okay.
Mawa can also be the word for ripe. So when anything's ready to eat, mawa.
Okay, okay. And we're sorry, we're boiling them, right?
We're going to boil them.
Okay.
Boil the potatoes until they're cooked, until they're ready.
It's a bad choice, but I'm not here to judge. Kohuatia ngariwai kia mawa.
Kia mawa. Aha, kapai. Pai tēnā kupu te kohua. So that's a good word to use for boil. It means pot, but it's also the verb to boil something. Kohua. Kohuatia, because it's an instruction. Kohuatia ngariwai. Boil the spuds until they're cooked. Kia mawa. Kia mawa.
Kia mawa.
Fry the bread. Now I'm thinking about fried bread. Prawa prai. Fried bread. He pai ki a koe?
Mena he iti.
He whiro ki āpira. Āpira's skinny, everyone. Fry the bread. Let's do that part.
Are we going with the kupu mino here?
It's kind of the common kupu. Yeah, like, parai.
Parai.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to put a fiore on it, am I?
It's an instruction.
Paraia.
Paraihia.
Paraihia. Paraihia ngā parawa.
Paraihia ngā parawa. Fry the bread. Until they're golden. Until it's golden. Until it looks golden, is what we would say in te reo.
Paraihia ngā parawa kia
koura.
Kia koura te ahua.
Mm-hmm. Kia koura te ahua. Literally until it's golden. You know, looking golden. Kia koura te ahua.
Koura. That's a kupu mino as well, right?
Aye. Gold. Koura. Aye. Heaha atu anō. Ko rorohia ngā kai. Stir the ingredients or mix the ingredients. Kia kotahi. Until it's combined, until it's one.
Kia kotahi.
Kia kotahi. Kia kotahi katoa. So there's, you know, a few examples there on how to use kia, depending on whether you're wanting to say when or until.
Ka pai e hoa.
He pātai?
Kia puta mai tētahi pātai, ka kōrero atu au ki a koe.
Ka pai. Ka pai. Kua mau. Kua mau. Hoki mai anoa a tērā wiki e te iwi. We'll be back again next week with a new app.
Ka miki.
Tēnā koutou.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātā Wai, kia ukaipoa nō te reo.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.